They usually filed in shortly after opening time, in the late afternoon. One guy I called the corpse. He was thin and gangly and very pale, very sickly looking in the face and skin, and rarely said a word. If he did, it was to answer a question, which he'd answer under polite but clipped terms. His energy, whatever there was of it, went directly into a focused and silent reverence for the glass of whiskey at hand. I liked him for that. He kept to himself, was never a bore in any way, and tipped politely at the end of his session at the bar. Three or four whiskeys meant $3 or $4. He dressed neatly and had a certain way of going about his order. Letting the corpse order his drink was something I'd learned over the course of the few years I'd served him. It gave him a dignity that he'd been cheated out of. I once set a whiskey down in front of him when he took his seat, and he looked up at me with a startled look on his face. He said, "Yes, thank you." A tone of voice that had an obvious displeasure to it. If I knew what he drank all the time, his anonymity was lost. In the afternoons, we still offered anonymity, and that meant a lot to some people. He carried plastic bags that held cans of soup and beans, always the same cheap brands you could get at the corner store down the street for 79 cents each. Most likely he lived in one of the quickly vanishing SRO hotels, which had been a staple of this neighborhood for decades. Lowlifes, whores, junkies, veterans, drunks of all stripes and shades, and anybody looking to escape something about themselves and their pasts. They all called this area home and thrived here in their own way for a long time. Soon the neighborhood changed, and much of that lifestyle departed, or was forced into a tightly contested struggle for a room in another hotel, when many of the hotels were quickly being flipped and sold to developers and entrepreneurs, or burnt down by the owners for insurance money. The corpse, and others like him, were surviving and enduring shreds of some natal promise. And I was often a silent witness to their mostly somber contemplations at the bar. Not many of them really ever spoke, not unless they had to. Even then, it was like an unwanted but necessary chore. The sooner it was handled, the sooner it was over. There could be trouble if you spoke too little or too much. A hello to a familiar face from down the hall. The weather. Small talk was the law and the limit.